Sharon asked me to share what faith means to me. A number of thoughts came immediately to mind, but I thought a good way to start would be with the definition. Christian faith is defined as the experience of living in a dynamic and personal relationship with God through the transforming power of Jesus in your body and life. The personal relationship that each of us has with God shapes the foundation of our faith. Several weeks ago, in one of her homilies, Sharon used the phrase, cradle Anglican. Although I wasn't a cradle Anglican, I was definitely a cradle Christian. I was born in Regina, Saskatchewan, and as with most prairie families, church, Sunday school, and prayer were a key part of my family's weekly activities. At that point in my life, my faith was likely more expected or assumed than understood. It did, however, provide me with a solid basis upon which I could build as I grew older. My faith in God has always played a key role in my life. As the years went by, I have felt his strong presence and guidance during important events, like the day that Donna and I were married, the birth of our children, Aaron and Craig, the days they were baptized and confirmed, and the birth of our grandchildren. The time in my life when I felt closest to God was during the birth of our daughter, Erin. On May 8, 1978, she was delivered by cesarean section at Lionsgate Hospital. From her first breaths of life, the physicians knew she was very ill and immediately called for the infant transport team to come from Vancouver General Hospital to make the trip to North Vancouver. They would help stabilize our little girl and take her to the intensive care nursery, or as we came to know it over the coming weeks, the ICN. Although the exact words were not said, it was very apparent that the doctors did not think Aaron would survive. Donna, having gone through the C-section, was unable to go to VGH to see her until the following Saturday. On Tuesday morning, after a long, long night at Lionsgate, I went to the ICN to see Aaron and to talk to the specialists. They explained to me in great detail the extent of the internal damage that she was suffering and the specific protocols they would follow in the coming weeks. Later that day when I saw Aaron, she was lying motionless on a treatment table in a medically induced coma to let all the powerful drugs and medications do their job. From the moment I walked into that room, I felt the unbelievable presence of someone with me, God. And I knew from that moment that she was going to be all right, despite the seriousness of her condition. God did not renege. After a long fight, 8 weeks in the ICN, and countless follow-up appointments over the years with specialists at Children's Hospital, I'm happy to report that Erin has no side effects. She's a grown woman with a wonderful husband, two amazing children of her own, and is still a fighter in absolutely the best possible way. I felt God's direct presence, his hand on my shoulders, many times, but none with the impact or significance of that night in May 1978. The presence of God can also manifest itself through his servants. The days following Aaron's birth were extremely challenging for both of us, but especially for Donna, as she had to wait 4 long days before the doctors allowed her to leave Lionsgate to visit Aaron at the ICN. Fred Thirkel, our rector from St. John's, came to visit Donna and shared some words that reinforced our faith. He said, "Special babies need special parents, and we ask God to help us to be the best possible parents we could be." Molly Koning, who was the nursing supervisor in the maternity unit at Lionsgate, visited Donna several times to provide comfort and hope, helping Donna cope with the seemingly insurmountable challenges that lay ahead. Both Fred and Molly reinforced the importance of faith and our trust in God and his servants during their visits with Donna. I want to close by talking briefly about my faith as it relates to business. With the drive for success and the focus on financial numbers, it's very easy to forget one's faith. As we seek to strive to finish on top in the face of ever-growing competitive and financial pressures. To me, integrating faith into business practices means holding myself to a high standard of ethical and moral behavior. My style of leadership is one of respect. I greatly value the opinions of my direct reports and of my colleagues. I always try to treat them in the way that I would like to be treated. A very simple objective, but something that has always worked very well for me. My faith, whether it be personal or business related, is truly dynamic, with definite highs and lows. The one constant is the comfort and direction that I receive from God. I know that regardless of the challenges that lay ahead, I will never be alone. Thank you.